So Pruklus ben Pluspus, one guy, Steve ben Skia, Pruklus ben Pluspus, asked Rabbi Gamliel the Aku. He asked the question to Rabbi Gamliel that was an Aku, Shayrechetz bemerchatz shel Aphroditi, that Rabbi Gamliel was taking a bath in this bathhouse of Aphroditi. So Pruklus there, this guy had a question on Rabbi Gamliel. How in the world could you go in and use this bathhouse? I have a question on you. Omalei, so Pruklus said to Gamliel, Kosibus Araskim, listen, it says in your Torah, it says, Lo yidvak biyot chomume min acherim. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment at all from an avodah zara. You can't have enjoyment. So if so, mifnei ma'at toroiches b'merchatz shel Aphroditi. How come you're found now taking a nice bath in this bathhouse belonging to the avodah zara Aphroditi? And must probably had a statue inside also. Like they had the avodah zara right near the bathhouse. Since so, he asked the question, his bathhouse should be also bano. So how could you be inside the bathhouse? That's what he asked him in the bath itself. And when Leo was washing himself or in the bath, he asked him this question. So Malloy, the first thing was when Leo said back to him, listen, Ein Meshivim Amerchas. So the Havamim in the Gemara is, he said this in the Beis Amerchas. Right now he said this to him, which the Gemara asked him for a question, how could you say it in the Beis Amerchas? This is also Torah. And you're not allowed to say Torah in the Beis Amerchas itself. So far it's mashma that he said it right now. He answered back to him and said, Om Aloy, Ein Meshivim Amerchas. Listen, I'm not allowed to talk Torah here right now. I cannot answer you. Now let's wait until I leave. So okay, the guy Pruklus waited. Hukashiyotza, when the Gamliel exited, left. Om Aloy, now listen back to listen. Ani Loi Bosi Bigvuloh. I did not come into the gvul, into the boundary of the avodah zarah, but rather he bo begvuli. If the avodah zarah came into my boundary, in other words, the Beis Hamerchatz was there first. This was a real old and ancient Beis Hamedrash, Beis Hamerchatz being used for hundreds of years already. And all of a sudden, 10 years ago, some guy came and put their avodah zarah right next to it. Since the main thing is the merchatz, it does not become asavano. And therefore he said, Ein Eimim, we do not say, Nasa Merchatz, Noyi Lapiditi. I do not say now that the Merchatz is making the Avodah Zarah beautiful, and maybe then it would be also Bano, like if this would have been ornaments, would have been like jewelry, to make the Avodah Zarah nicer, then it would be also Bano, but it's not true. Ella, rather I say, Eimim, I say, Nasa Aphroditi, Noyi Lamerchatz. Like the thing that was here first was this base Merchatz. That's what's here first. The Goyim now wanted to beautify this Beis Hamerchatz. So they brought in their Avodah Zarah inside the Beis Hamerchatz. Therefore, it does not make the Beis Hamerchatz also bano. Therefore, I'm still allowed to have enjoyment from the Beis Hamerchatz. Because I'm not worshipping the Avodah Zarah. It's not the pshat that if you take a bath here, that's the way the Goyim worship the Avodah Zarah. If by taking a bath would be worshipping it, that would be also. He did not worship. The question was, though, it's like a tafel, it's like jewelry to the Avodah Zarah, it should become Asa B'Hano. And then he answered, no, it's not jewelry to the Avodah Zarah, but just the opposite. The Avodah Zarah becomes jewelry to the Beis Hamerchatz. So the Beis Hamerchatz remains the way it was before, it's still Mutar B'Hano. That was one answer that the Gamliel answered. Rashi says, B'loi kolamenu shtei gozeles as a rabbin. You can't go and steal, take things away from the rabbin. You're right. Rashi learned two different answers here. Right? Rashi's saying there are two different answers. The first answer is, Ani le bosa b'gvulo, he bo b'gvulo, that's one answer by itself. You're right. That's an answer by itself. That since we're here first, you have no right now to come and steal or take it away from us. So you cannot make us the bano what belongs to us. That's one reason, right? And then Rashi says, V'yoy tshuva cheris, nanoimir nas emerchats nolabdutim, demerchats lav dov enoihu. El Nasav Dutri and Olamet, just the opposite. The Avodah Zarah is coming to beautify the Merchatz. Nimsa Shi Mishtameshes Vitfela Vuika. That the main thing is the Merchatz, and the Avodah Zarah is only a tefillah of the secondary, which is coming to make the Merchatz look nice. So therefore, it does not make the base of Merchatz also Bahano. Another reason he said was like this. Im noisten lechom mom and harbi. Gamliel said to this guy, Pruklus, listen, if I give you hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, eyato nichnas la'avoris kechovim shelecho orim, would you go into your church undressed. Oh, Balkari, or else be a Balkari there. Or else, so Mashtim Afaneh, would you be Mata, let out war urine there in front of your Avodah Zarah? Would you do that? No. So here you're doing it. Zoo, over here, this Avodah Zarah in the Beis Amerchat, I met us up here, Biv, is standing right before a big hole there. And everybody urinated inside this hole. If so, the Postagoni says, you're not supposed to worship a Hav Hanor from their Avodah Zarah. That means, only sometimes the Goyim act as if it's an Avodah Zarah, as if it's their God. Then it becomes also about no also, it's also for us to have any enjoyment from an Avodah Zarah. But as Shein and Noyig Boy Mishum Leha, something that the Goyim themselves do not act respectful, they act like they're in the Vesa Kisei, so then Mutter, they themselves are showing that this statue is not there to worship, but rather only, like I said before, this statue is only there more or less to make the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Kisei, look nicer, but not that it itself is made to worship. Therefore, the Avodah Zarah is not also Banor, and therefore the Beis Hamikdash also remains Mutter Banor. According to the second shot, even the Avodah Zarah maybe would not be also Banor, because it wasn't put there to worship it. It was put there only just to make it, to beautify, to put a nice picture in the Beis Hakisei. But you know that picture is not there to worship it, it's only there to make the Beis Hakisei, the Beis Hamikdash look nice. Let's see Gemara. Gemara says, first Gemara asks the question, the Heichi of the Hochi, how could Rabbi Gamliel? So the Habimina is that the first statement that he returned was, Ein Mashivim Bemerchat. I'm not allowed to answer you. So that's halacha, that's Torah. You're telling the guy Torah in the Beis Hamikdash. So Kasha was, Heichi of the Hochi, how could Rabbi Gamliel answer him back those first few words in the Beis Hamikdash itself? Avi Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Bechol Moko Muta Lahara. Any place you're allowed to talk and learning and even think about learning. Chutz mi-Beis Hamikdash, but not inside the Beis Hamikdash. Or mi-Beis HaKisei, not inside the Beis HaKisei. And especially the inside room where people are undressed there, you're not supposed to talk and learn. You can't say Divrei Torah there. So this was called Divrei Torah to tell him that Ein Mashivin Bemerchat. That's also Torah. But the Mar V'chitei, maybe you tell me, Balashin Cholom, every Gamliel told him in English. Told him, don't ask me now. He said in English, no, V'am Rabbi Abaye says, listen, Dvarim Shachol, if you talk in Stam business, Dvarim Shachol, Mut Lerim Lashon HaKodesh. You're allowed to talk business in the Beis Hamikdash, even in Hebrew, even in Lashon HaKodesh. But Dvarim Shachodesh, you're telling over Halacha, something about Torah, then also Lerim Lashon HaKodesh, even in English, you cannot say it in the Beis Hamikdash. So the question is, how could the Gamliel tell him this statement in the Beis Hamikdash? Certain times, Chazal Gemara answers, it was related to another Jew, and is doing an Issa, so he answered, Lafusha mi Surashani. You're allowed to stop someone from doing an Avera in the Beis Hakisei. You're allowed to tell him to stop doing it. But here he wasn't stopping anybody from an Avera. He was only trying to answer a question. So to answer the question, he should have waited until he left the Beis Hakisei completely. Gemara says, yes, the statement, what happened was, Tony learned like this. Case is going on this Gemara now. Tony was learned, Kishayot Amaloi, Enechanami. When Gamliel was in the Beis Hamikdash, he kept his mouth quiet. He didn't answer him a word. When he left the Beis Hamikdash, that's when he answered him back and he said, listen, a Meshivim Hamikdash, you should know, the reason why I didn't answer you before is not because I don't have an answer, it's because inside the Beis Hamikdash, like, well, I'm not allowed to answer you. Now that we're outside, now I'll give you an answer. Omer Rav Choma, Rav Yosef, that's what he says, Pirush Rashbam, Kishayotza, when he left, it's very good. He explained to himself, the reason why I didn't answer you before was not because I was stuttering and have none to answer you. I have what to answer. Just there, I'm not allowed to answer you. Here outside, now I can answer you. He answered him a stolen answer, meaning the answer was not a good answer. That's what Rabbi Yosha holds. But Rabbi Yosha Egmer to that guy. But Vani Yoyma, Rabbi Chom holds, no, ain't a genuva, it's not a stolen answer, it's a good answer. Now, what's the Shaila? My genuva, what should be wrong with the answer? The Koma lawyer, Gamliel answered him, Zuay medesapi abid. Let's see, the Yorkashi now, Yosha. That he said, what did Gamliel say? That here, this Havoy Dezer was upon the pit. And everybody used it for basic Yisrael. They urinated there in the pit. So that was his answer. That's not enough Avodah Zarah. So Rav Yishai had a question. So what did the guy urinate in front of their Avodah Zarah? The Yom Rava Por. What was the Avodah Zarah Por? Yechiah, that should be a proof. Shemeforim Lefonah B'chol Yom used to make excrement there. The Soya, the backside, used to let out in front of the Avodah Zarah. The Yenei Bottle, and it's not Bottle, it's called an Avodah Zarah. So you see, Goyim could worship it that way. So what are you telling me? The fact that you urinated in front of the Avodah Zarah means it's not an Avodah Zarah. So that was a Vaishya's question. Vaniyah Mosunsi, Avicham answers back. Vaniyah might say, Ain't a Gnuva, no, it's not a stolen answer, it's a good answer. Zu Avodah Zarah, true, by Balpor, that was the way, that was the normal manner to worship. So okay, if they worship it that way, that's called an Avodah Zarah. But the zoo over here ain't never dust of the kach. This statue they put there was not the derech to worship it that way. If this statue was any other place, then they don't urinate in front of it. It's only here because it's in the base of Americas. That's the proof that here, this one was not made to worship. Amar Abaye Abaye says, Gnuvosam Yocha. The reason why it's not a good answer is from this reason. The Kamalei, Anila Bosam Gula did not come into its boundaries. Vi Baba Gula, it came into my boundaries. The question is, Vichi Baba Gula Mahavi, so what? Yotnan, we learned. Avodas Kechavim Sheesh Lo Merchatz of Avodah Zarah, church that has a bathhouse to it, Oy Gino, or else if it has a garden, so Nenemahem, you're allowed to have enjoyment through Medirayis Mutabano, but Shleid the Toivah, only if you do not recognize them, you do not give them Yashkecha, thank you for it. By giving them a thank you, you're making them feel good, that's like making them worship their Avodah Zarah more. V'yei Nenemahem B'Toivah, you can't have enjoyment if you go and thank them. So therefore, when Gamliel went into the base of America there, Ein l'chot tayvig zelo mizu, if the Goyim saw that the holy one Gamliel came into our base of America, that's going to make them feel good. That's the biggest thank you can give them. So it was also in the Rabbanan for Gamliel to come in here. That was the question. But Yom Rav Chama says, no, Ein a genuva, Shaloi b'temesh on Gamliel, Chitay v'tacherim dami. Rashi says, Shohaya choshev v'tay v'ilahem,
The question was, he
answered this, what you have to answer such a big long terrors for, you just should have said it, you're allowed to. So he answered back, no, he himself is not allowed to, like we answered. Because if Gamliel would come in there, since Gamliel is an Adam Choshev, him coming in is like saying thank you to them. Therefore, Gamliel himself really would be also to come into the Beis HaMerchat if it would have been made for the Beis HaMerchat. The answer had to be, no, it was not made for the base of Avodah Zarah. The base of Merkos was here first. And later on, they only put the Avodah Zarah there to make it look nice.
Yes, so we got Memdal on the base. From 2 lines up from the big line. Again, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Yunuvos from Yehocham. This was the problem about the answer that the Gamliel said. So the other four of Oishia said his answer was a genuva, a stolen answer, wasn't a sufficient answer. And Rav Chama answers it and says, no, it's good. So Mahocha, Dikom Alei Ani Lai Basta Begvula, and Gamliel says, the Merchat did not come into the boundary of the Avodah Zarah, but rather he bore Begvuli, those the base of Merchat was there first, and later they put the Avodah Zarah there. Therefore the Merchat is not also Bano. So he said, it's not a good answer. Even if you want to tell me first they have the Avodah Zarah there, and now they made the base of America, the bathhouse, in the boundaries of the Avodah Zarah, my having so what? The Yotanan will have the Gemara later on. Avodah Kechavim Sheesh Tomechet. They have a base of Avodah Zarah. They have the real Avodah Zarah there, and next to it they build the base of America. Oigina, or else there's a garden, a beautiful garden next to the Avodah Zarah. Alokha is Nen and Mehem Shloi B'Toiva. That really it's mutabano, there's no Isser Hanor to Hegdish, there's no din Hegdish by Avodah Zarah. Only the Avodah Zarah itself is also Bano, not the things next to it. But Shalai B'Toiva, meaning that you're not supposed to give them a thank you for it. You shouldn't give them Hanor, don't speak out and give them enjoyment. But V'yein, Shalai B'Toiva, then it's mutte. If you do not give them a thank you. But V'yein, then a Mehem B'Toiva. But you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMerchat or to the Gino if you have to thank them. By thanking them, you're making them feel good. That's awesome. So the question over here was, Rabbi Gamliel, even if you want to say that Avodah Zarah was there first, still it's mutter to go into the Beis HaMerchat. as long as he does not give them a thank you. Smirit says no. Rani Yom Rav Chama says no, that the Gamliel had to give this for an answer first, that the Beit HaMerkatz was there first, and that Avodah Zarah came second. Because otherwise, Rani Yom Rav Chama Ganuva, it's a good terrace. Shaloi B'Terrace Rav Gamliel, the type of Secherim Domi. Because when Rav Gamliel goes into the Beit HaMerkatz, even though he does not say thank you to them, because I have so much COVID, that an Odom Gadol came into the Beit HaMerkatz, that's considered Ketoyva Domi. As if you give them a thank you. Therefore, the only hetzer from Gamliel to go into the Beit HaMerkatz was the fact that the Beit HaMerkatz was there first, and the Avodah Zarah came second. Therefore, it's not even also the Torah. Rasimi Barchi Oma Gnuvosam Yocha. This was the problem on the answer. The Kamal Lawyer Gamliel answered the guy and said, "Zuai Medis Al Biv." That this Avodah Zarah here in the Beit HaMerkatz is standing Mamash Al Biv by the pit, the Chalodim Mishtanim from the hill, and all the Goyim are urinating in front of the Avodah Zarah. So he said, that's a proof, it's not an Avodah Zarah. So the more asked the question, the answer was, so what? The Chalodim Mishtanim from the hill. Even if the Goyim now go and urinate in front of their Avodah Zarah, my heaven, so what? It happened to me, it was an Avodah Zarah. They did worship at one time this statue. So it has a loss of an Avodah Zarah. What are you telling me? Since now they urinate, that's like a bittul. That I be mavata the Avodah Zarah. Is that it's not true? Yotznan, we learned. Rokko from the hill. Let's say a guy just spits in front of his Avodah Zarah. Or else Hishtim from the hill. He urinates in front of the Avodah Zarah. Or else Gilurah. He drags along the ground. The Zarah Gboya Satsoya. He throws soya on the Avodah Zarah. The Lokko is a raised away in the potato. That's not called a bittul. You do not remove the Suri Hano. Only if you go and break it. You have to do an action to the Avodah Zarah itself. You have to break it into pieces. But just doing Dvorim Gnus, Lefneho, it is no bittul. Here, what do I care if the Goyim will urinate in front of the Avodah Zarah? So what? That's not a bittul to the Avodah Zarah. Sefer Gamliel's answer was not a good answer. Vani Yomer, B'chama says no, it's a good answer. Vani Yomer, Eina Genuva. There's nothing wrong with this answer. Hosam Lefri Shosa. Who? I'll tell you over there, the pshat is, the guy one day works up and does these things, he urinates, he spits. I'll tell you, there the pshat is, Rostachalor. Today he got angry at his Avodah Zarah. But Pardonifayis law. But tomorrow he's going to calm down and he'll still worship him. So therefore, doing these things once or twice, we do not see he really means to be Mavato, the Avodah Zarah. But Hoch over here, Kol Shosa Vishosa, Vizilusa Kaima. But over here, that was the meaning that Mamish, they put the Avodah Zarah by the Beis HaShtiv, by the Beis HaMashkim, by the place where he's supposed to urinate, that's where they put the Avodah Zarah. So it was a permanent Avodah to do this in front of it. For sure here, it's a bittul. That was the Gamliel's answer. That for sure here, they're already mevatel this Avodah Zarah. Rabba Barula Oma Gnuvasam Yacha. This was the question on his answer. To Kamala, he said back, Ein Oimrim Nasa Merchatz Noi Liapruditi. We do not say that this Merchatz is coming to beautify the Avodah Zarah itself, because you do not beautify an Avodah Zarah with the Merchatz, with the bathhouse. Elo rather, here the pshat was, Nasa Aphroditi Noi LaMerchatz. The pshat was that there was a Merchatz, or a bathhouse, and they wanted to put to beautify the Merchatz. Therefore, they put the statue there, but not for the purpose to worship it, but only for the purpose to make the Merchatz look nice. So therefore, it's mutter to go into the Beis HaMerkatz. So the question was, Vichy Omar, Nasa Merchatz Aphroditi, Noi, even if you want to say no, that the base of the Avodah Zarah was the Ikka, and the Merchatz now is coming to beautify the Avodah Zarah, my heavy, so what? Still the Merchatz would be mutter d'anor. For your time, you would not like this. Poimer, why is there the Avodah Zarah? Somebody sees an Avodah Zarah there, and he says his house should be to the Avodah Zarah. Or else, claim there the Avodah Zarah. I want my cup now to be for the Avodah Zarah. The Lachar is, lo yamaklum, he said nothing. Whether a Jew says this, whether a guy says this, this alone means nothing. Shein hegdish the Avodah Zarah. There's no din hegdish to an Avodah Zarah. Why hegdish, if you say, harezu hegdish? Is a Lachar, it's chal hegdish on the kite? It's called Hegdish on the house. Amir Eliakim Speaking out, you want to give something to Hegdish, that's a kinyan, it belongs to Hegdish. But the Avodah Zarah is no such halacha. You could say till tomorrow. You want this house to be for the Avodah Zarah, it means nothing. It's only halacha of Sakruvos. Once you worship the Avodah Zarah with this kais, then the kais becomes Asa Banor. There's either one or two halachas. Either you worship the kais itself, you make the house itself an Avodah Zarah, then it becomes Asa Banor. Or else Sakruvos. If you're Matrevich, you bring this for a korban, you serve the Avodah Zarah with your kais, it also becomes Asa Banor. But just to say this kais should belong to the Avodah Zarah means nothing. So here, there was first, first was there the Avodah Zarah. And then they build this beautiful merchat to beautify the Avodah Zarah. So what? The merchat is not serving the Avodah Zarah, so still it should be Mutar Banor. What do you have to come out the answers for?
It could be a difference.
Vani Yomer, I'll answer back and say, Eina Genuva. No, it was a good answer. Nidhi Sisurai, Le Misisra, true, it does not become Asa Banor. Even if you tell me the main thing here was the Avodah Zarah, and they made now a base of America to beautify the Avodah Zarah. So you're telling me now that the America does not become Asa Banor, true, but no, you Miwika. But I call upon him, you are beautifying the Avodah Zarah, and that's also, that's not nice to do. Rashi learns, there's an issur not to make it look nice. Even if you tell me the merchat does not become Asa Banor, just the fact you're giving it over to the Avodah Zarah doesn't put any issur on it, but there's still a separate issur. Not nice to make noise to beautify an Avodah Zarah. So if the merchat was to beautify it, whatever that means, then by you using it, you're also acting as you beautifying the Avodah Zarah, that would be also. Not because the Yisr Hano, but there's a new Issa not to go to beautify an Avodah Zarah. That's what we're going to have to answer back and say that the main thing here, the Ikka, was the base of America. That was the Ikka, and they only put the statue to make the base of America look nice. So there's no Issa beautifying base of America. Therefore, it was mutter for him to take this bit.
I don't understand how they allow this.
Mishnah says, Hanochrim.